Chala Yerushalmi corresponding to Tmura Bavli Dafchef, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph at the second Mishnah, Hamafrish Chalasi. Hamafrish Chalasi Kemach, Einoi Chala, Vegever Biad Koyin. If one separates flour to be Chala, it's not yet Chala, and it's theft in the hands of a Koyin. Ha'isa Atzma Chayevet Bechala, Vakemach Im Yeshbe Kashir Chayevet Bechala, Vasul Lazoim, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that the dough itself from which flour was taken for challah is obligated in challah, and the flour, if it has a shear and will make dough from it, is obligated in challah and it's forbidden to non-kohanim. Amuloi, maaseh v'kafsha zokein zal. Rabbanon said to Rabbi Yeshua, a case once occurred, and a chacham non-kohen grabbed and ate it. Amalehen, afhu kilkalat smoy v'tikin na'ache. Rabbi Yeshua said, he ruined himself because he transgressed and fixed for others, as we'll explain. Hameshes Uvoim Kemach Hayovim Bechala, Hein Shetei Usa Oiron, Vesuvon Vomusanon, Hameshes Uvoim Hayovim. Five quarter cubs of flour are obligated in Chala, they and their sourdough and their fine bran and their coarse bran are obligated. Nitom Mosan Mitoichon, Vechazel Atoichon Hari Elu Paturim. If one removed the coarse bran to make clean bread and then returned it to the dough and this completed the shear, they are exempt. Shear Chala Echad Me'esim V'Arba'o. The shear of challah that one must separate is one part in 24 of the dough. If one makes dough for himself or makes dough for his son's wedding feast, the shear is one part in 24. If a baker makes dough to sell in the market, and also a woman who makes dough to sell in the market, the shear is one part in 48. If the dough became tummy inadvertently or through oines, which is accidental completely, the shear is one part in 48. If it became tummy intentionally, it's one part in 24, lest the sinner profit by taking less challah. Rav Leza says one may take from Tahor dough on Tomei dough. Kate said, Isa Tahira ve Isa Tomeya, Noitel Kadei Chala me Isa Shleihum Chalasa, Venoisim Pachis Mekabetza, Ve Emsa Kadei Yitom in a Mukuf. How is this? A Tahor dough and a Tomei dough, he takes the amount for Chala from a dough from which Chala was not taken, and puts less than a Kabetza, which is the shear of a size that makes something capable of becoming Tomei, in the middle, in order that he will take min ha-mokof, which means he has to have them close by, and the only way to do that would be to connect the tahor and the tamei doughs, and he does this by having a type of bridge in between them that does not transfer tumah. The chachamim oisim chachamim forbid doing so. The Gemara says, Amar lahen af hu kilkel atzmei v'tikin achirim. The Gemara says that from the Mishnah says from Rabbi Yeshua that he ruined himself and he fixed others. Kilkel atzmei, I should say, the achla be'if anish. He ruined himself, he ate it and he was punished. He fixed others, they ate what is fixed already. They learned from him that one who separated flour did not do anything and dough must be taken for challah. He was punished because Rabbanon forbade the flour to non-kehanim. Some teach that he fixed himself and ruined others. Tikin la'atzmoi, as you say to me, komokim achla, v'kilkul achirim de'in and sabrin meimah shupota v'yichayeves. He fixed himself because he, in any case, ate it. He ruined others. They infer that the flour is exempt, even if it has a shear of challah, really, then it's obligated. This opinion explains if it has a shear, it's obligated in challah, and it means the challah taken from the dough is forbidden to non-kohanim. V'imi b'shem v'yanai kav tivrani chayev b'challah. V'imi, quoting Rav Yonah, says that a kav of Tiberia is obligated in a challah. Chad chalita shal Rav Yochanan ama ezel avid arba upalik. A chalita is one who makes chalita in a pan, which is boiling water poured on the flour. He asked Rav Yochanan how to exempt it, because it's not clear which chalita is exempt. He said, make each dough 4.5 quarters of quarter calves. V'yemelei talasa upalik. The Gemara asked, he should have told him to make each 3.5. Rabbi Yochanan was in Tiberia, there 4 quarters of a kav is obligated. And Rabbi Zeira, kavye, as you say, ba'asrei, roivei, is darun. Rabbi Zeira answered that the kav in Rabbi Yochanan's place of Tiberia became a quarter smaller If you have like a kav of tepoyurin, only five revoyim are obligated. He should have told him five quarters less a small amount. The reason he said that this way was he should not come to a doubt of a chiyuv kala if he makes a mistake and it's really a full five quarters. Rav Yochanan said if one removed their coarse bran and returned it, our Mishnah exempts, because we learned that the chiyuv of kala is for the normal way of making a dough. Amar Shimon ben Lakish, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he, the Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Ba'olam ein chayevet b'chala ad shehei ba'dagon kashiyu. Rav Yochanan said that our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because the Shingon says that it's never obligated in challah until there is a shear of grain. Once bran was separated, it's not considered a grain. Talmudoi Rabbi Chia, I should say Rabbi Abba, B'Shem Rabbi Lilaina, B'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Divrei Hakol, that's a correct guesser. The Talmudim of Rabbi Chia bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Liani, quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, said that our Mishnah follows all opinions. Am Rabbi Mana, Apagav, the Loi, Am Rabbi Yochanan should say, Adamilsa Ama Vekavasa. Ibn says that even though Yochanan did not say this explicitly, he said like it, which means the Amr of Yochanan, Derech Isa Shanu. Yochanan said that we learned that the Chiyav of Chala is for the normal way of making dough. Mekan Mekan Jinitel Musanan Vachazal Teichon Ein Vederech Isa. And here, since he removed their coarse bran and returned it to there, this is not the way of a dough, so all exempt.